stamped upon his heart, and then his eyes began to glisten.
This is 90.7 FM WGXE Hudson Catskill, the station that everyone loves.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to stars and stripes. Listen to Texas. Listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeples. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Devin of Pearling, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hello, hello. You are listening to the Grand Master Star Radio Hour here on WGXC, live from the Catskill Studio. And yeah, this is actually a very exciting moment. I am here back on WGXC and I'm so excited with the Grandmaster Star Radio Hour. I was here 2 months ago, almost to the day, and now I'm back, and I did my audition show, and now I am here with my official show, and I'm just so excited. So thank you for being here and for tuning in. I started off the show with some John Coltrane, and that was Equinox from John Coltrane, and I was also playing a clip of Patti Smith saying her holy poem, and that was from a recording that I did when I saw her live in Germany, and she is a big fan of John Coltrane, and so I mixed the two. And when I saw her in concert in Germany, she started the concert with that poem, and it was very powerful, and I think also very relevant for today. So I wanted to start the hour off with that. And also, today's show will be a lot of Patti Smith things in some way, shape, or form. I'm going to see her in concert again this week for her tribute concert happening in New York City for the 50th anniversary of her first album, Horses. And so I figured I would do a show in her honor and those participating in the tribute show. So you'll be hearing a lot about her today. Yeah, I'm super duper excited to be here, and I wanted to also play Equinox from John Coltrane because we just recently had the Spring Equinox on Thursday, and it is definitely springing up here in upstate New York, and I couldn't be more happy. You know, I'm just overjoyed with all the sounds and the birds and the frogs, and things are turning green, and just really feels like we're finally crawling out of winter and coming alive again. And yeah, I have a special clip later that I will play of some frog sounds that I recorded on my run the other day, so stay tuned for that because it's pretty awesome. And next up, I want to go into my favorite song from Patti Smith's album, Horses. Maybe even my favorite Patti Smith song. It's so, so powerful. And it's her song, Birdland. And it's a pretty long one. But I recommend buckling down and listening to it with your full body, if you were able to. And yeah, I hope that you enjoy it, and I'll catch you after this song.
His father died. He left him a little farm in New England. All the long black funeral cars left the scene, and the boys just standing there alone, looking at the shiny red tractor. Him and his daddy used to sit inside and circle the blue fields and grease the night. It was as if someone had spread butter on all the fine points of the stars, because when he looked up, they started to slip. And then he put his head in the crooks of his arms and he started to drift, 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 drift. Maybe he have a ship, live face lit up with such naked joy that the sun burned around his lids, and his eyes were like two suns. White lids, white opal, seeing everything just a little bit too clearly. And he looked around and there was no black ship in sight, no black funeral cars, nothing except for him. Raven fell on his knees, looked up and cried out, no. Open and I go inside. water for the birds around the New England farm. And they gathered in all directions like roses they scattered. And they were like compass grass coming together into the head of a shaman bouquet. Slit his nose and all the others went shooting. And he saw the light of chop there. And the Blake grabbing at his cheeks, taking at his neck, all his limbs. Everything was twisted, and he said, I won't give up, won't give up, don't let me give up, I won't give up, give me it, let me go up fast, take me up quick, take me, the sky, pushing it all out like Lake Dex cartoon. Am I all alone? This generation, we'll just be dreaming of animation night and day. It won't let up, it won't let up. And I see them coming in. Oh, I couldn't hear them before, but I hear them now. It's a radar scope and all silver and all platinum lights moving in like black ships. Then we're moving in streams of them. Put up his hands and he said, it's me, I'll give you my eyes, take me up, oh now please, take me up, I'm helium, raving, wait for you, please, take me up, don't leave me here, the sun, the sign, the cross, like the shape of a tortured woman, the true shape of a tortured woman, the mother, standing in the doorway, letting her sons no longer presidents, but prophets, they're all dreaming, they're gonna bear the prophet, he's gonna run through the fields, dreaming, animation, it's all gonna split his skull, it's gonna come out like a black bouquet, shining like a fist that's gonna shoot him up like Mohammed Boxer. Sand and it coagulated like a river of glass. When it hardened, he looked at the surface, he saw his face, and where their eyes were just two white opals, two white opals. Where their eyes, there were just two white opals. And he looked up, and the rays shot, and he saw Raven coming in. Crawled on his back and he went up, 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 up. Shattered to wild and shattered to shattered away, shattered away.
All right. That was Birdland from Patti Smith, as well as some frog sounds there at the end that I recorded the other day. That's always one of my favorite signs of spring, is when you start to hear the frogs, and that's when everything starts to feel real again for me. And that spring is actually approaching is when I start to hear all the little frogs. I have this beautiful pond by where I live, and so when I go to sleep at night, I get to go to sleep to the sound of the frogs, and it's probably one of my greatest joys in life. And I also wanted to talk a little bit more about, you know, how Patti Smith is such a great example of what Grandmaster Star means to me. She is always inspiring me to be the Grandmaster Star of my life. And especially in that song, Birdland, listening to it just reminded me, you know, what about Patti Smith I really admire so much, and I think what a lot of people admire about her is her as a performer and as a storyteller and as a person who's amazing at improvising. And it's just so beautiful how she really gives herself to her performance in a way that just feels so true. And it's just very inspirational. And so, yeah, she's always inspiring me to do the same and to show up in my life in the way that I hope to. So, shout out to you, Patti Smith. You're amazing. And, yeah, I'm very looking forward to seeing her in concert this week. And word on the street, I heard through the grapevine, the ethers, that maybe Jim Jarmusch is going to be there at this tribute concert, like saying something, I guess. I don't think he's performing like with the bands or anything, but I think that there's going to be other people a part of the concert who are there saying things. And I read somewhere that maybe Jim Jarmusch would be there, and that would literally be so amazing and crazy awesome, because, yeah, huge fan. So, in honor of the whole Patti Smith theme, I wanted to also play a clip from one of his movies, Night on Earth. It's this very cute little snippet of a scene where the taxi driver, Winona Ryder, is driving with her taxi customer in the back. And it's just a really sweet little moment, I think, of from the movie, and really captures her character super well. So I wanted to throw that in today in honor of also Jim Jarmusch, and hopefully be seeing him this week as well. So here is a little clip from Night on Earth.
Tell you something. I don't always want to be a cab driver.
What do you really want to be?
A mechanic.
A mechanic?
Practically know all there is to know about it. Both my brothers are mechanics. They're older than me, but, you know, because I'm like a girl and I'm like still kind of young and all, I got to kind of like work up to it, you know?
What about marriage and a family?
Definitely. Definitely want a family. Boys, though. Lots of boys.
Well, no girls? Girls are nice, too, I think.
Yeah, maybe some girls, too. But, you know, like, that stuff, that's all beside the point. The real problem is to find a good guy for the father.
Tell me about it.
Well, I'm real particular, you know? And I'm also patient enough. I mean, at least I hope I am. Because, you know, I don't know, maybe you gotta wait a while, you know? Because, like, maybe it's not so easy to find, like, the exact right guy, you know? Like, the one guy, you know?
Another mechanic, maybe.
Hell, I don't care what he does. As long as he loves me right. With his soul. You know, takes me for who I am.
Know what you mean.
Like Popeye says, I am what I am, right?
Yes, you certainly are.
Another voice line of power. Emerged perfectly with the whole way. Emerged perfectly with the mirror. In the hallway, the boy looked at Johnny. Johnny wanted to run, but the movie kept moving as planned. The boy took Johnny, he pressed him against a locker. He drove it in, he drove it home, he drove it deep in Johnny. The boy disappeared. Johnny fell on his knees, started crashing his head against a locker. Started crashing his head against a locker. Started laughing hysterically when suddenly Johnny gets a feeling he's been surrounded by horses, 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 horses coming in all directions, white, shining, silver, studs with their nose in flames. He saw horses, 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 horses. Currently playing is Horses from none other than Patti Smith. I had to play some of this song on the show today. And, yeah. I love that clip from Night on Earth. It was so cute. I like how she says, like Popeye says, I am what I am. And she's speaking truth. Like, gotta accept we deserve to be with someone in all of our relationships, friendships, family, lovers, to be with someone who accepts us for who we are, the way we are, you know? Yeah. So I wanted to also read this little snippet from The Secret Garden that my dear friend showed me the other day. She was babysitting and was reading this book with the child she was babysitting, and it really struck her, and so she shared it with me. And it's very fitting for springtime, and so I wanted to read it on air today. So here we go. The sun is shining. The sun is shining. That is the magic. The flowers are growing. The roots are stirring. That is the magic. Being alive is the magic. Being strong is the magic. The magic is in me. The magic is in me. It is in me. It is in me. It is in every one of us. And I'd say that's pretty fitting for the Grandmaster Star Radio Hour as well. Because the magic is in all of us. We are all the Grandmaster Stars of our of our lives. And spring is here, and spring is a time of reconnecting with that, I think. And that's definitely what I've been feeling lately and trying to tap back into, is that sort of that fire within, now that the sun shines back out, well, the warm sunshine, and it's healing my insides. So, yeah. I also wanted to talk about how John Cale produced the album Horses. And I was doing a little bit more research on that. And it's kind of funny, apparently John Cale and Patti Smith didn't really like always see eye to eye when working on the album together. John Cale comes from like a more classical, sort of logical background in music, and Patti Smith is this punk rocker who's doing things never heard of before in her own way, in her own voice, that's super unique. And I can imagine them in the studio working on this album was interesting at times. But Patti Smith talks about how without John Cale, Birdland, the song that I played earlier, probably wouldn't have been what it is without him. And I can definitely see his influence in that song. And it's one of the most beautiful songs. So thank you to John Cale. Next up, I'm going to do a song of the month. Ever since March 1st hit, I've been listening to this song. And it's called Águas de Março. And it's this Brazilian song, which translates to Waters of March. And it's such a beautiful song. It's very bossa nova-y. And there's also some other versions. There's many versions of this song, but this is the original that I'll be playing. And it's March. March is almost over, which is actually insane. I can't believe that we're entering into the last week of March. But yeah, this song's really fun and beautiful and such a feel-good song. And I actually heard Art Garfunkel's version of it, which is just called Waters of March, and it's in English. And I really like his rendition of it as well. And also this band, Smoke City, does a version of it that's really beautiful. They have this really awesome album from the 90s called Flying Away. It's very like trip-hop. But yeah, so there's many versions to check out, but I wanted to go with the original because, yeah. So here is Águas de Março, and I hope you enjoy it.
Pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. É um resto de toco, é um pouco sozinho. É um caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol. É a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol. É peroba do campo,
é o pó da madeira.
Cainga, candeia,
é uma tita pereira.
É madeira de vento,
da ribanceira.
É um mistério profundo,
é o queira ou não queira.
É o vento ventando, é o fim da ladeira. Da comida.
É a chuva chovendo, é conversa ribeira das águas de março, é o fim da canseira.
É o pé, é o chão,
é a mastradeira,
passarinho na mão,
pedra de atiradeira.
É uma ave no céu,
é uma ave no chão,
é um regato, é uma fonte,
é um pedaço de pão.
É o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho, no rosto desgosto, é um pouco sozinho. É um strep,
é um prego,
é uma ponta,
é um ponto,
é um pingo,
pingando,
é uma conta,
é um conto,
é um peixe, é um gesto,
é uma prata brilhando,
é a luz da manhã,
é o tijolo chegando,
é a lenha, é o dia, é o fim da picada, é a garrafa de cana, o estilhaço na estrada,
é o projeto da casa, é o corpo na cama, é o carro guisado, é a lama, é a lama.
É uma ponte, é um sapo,
é uma rã,
é um resto
de mato
na luz
da manhã.
São as águas de março fechando o verão, e a promessa de vida no teu coração.
Música.
É uma cobra, é um pau.
É João.
É José.
É um espinho.
Na mão.
É um corte.
No pé. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração.
É pau.
É pedra.
É o fim
do caminho.
É um resto.
De toco.
É um pouco.
Sozinho. É um passo, é uma ponte.
É um sapo, é uma rã.
É um belo horizonte.
É uma febre terçã.
São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. Pau.
Pedra. Vinho,
agro,
hidro,
ida,
ol,
oite,
corte,
aço,
sol.
São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. Patabá, pode batizar, zazaziza, azananhenha, andandede, bandandene, bandandene, andandande, andandanda.
Jesus, Jesus.
Christ died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Melting in a pot of thieves, wild card up the sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own. I mark my own palm, swift black X. Adam placed no hex on me. I embrace Eve and take full responsibility for every pocket I've picked, every Johnny A song I've bawled to. Long before a church made it neat and right. Christ, I'm giving you the goodbye, firing you tonight. I can make my own light shine, and darkness too is equally fine. You can get strung up for my brother, honey, but for me, I draw the line. You died for somebody's sins, baby, but not mine.
Okie dokie. Currently playing is a song from the soundtrack of The Naked Island. And I really, really enjoy this song for many reasons. It's so beautiful and makes me feel warm inside. And I was also playing another Patti Smith clip over that from her first performance at St. Mark's Church in 1971. And it's, if you know her song in Gloria, then you can hear that. I just played that little snippet from it where she's saying that poem. And it sounds a lot different than the one that's on the album. So it's really cool to me to see, you know, the very building blocks of something like that. It's almost like a demo, you know. And before that was the Country Teasers with Golden Apples. I really enjoy that band, the Country Teasers. They're someone I've been looking a bit more into recently, and they have a really interesting story. I like their other album. Golden Apples is good, but I like their other album better. What's it called? It's called The Pastoral, Not Rustic. And yeah, it's so dope. The lyrics are like, very, I don't know, you gotta go check it out, because it's hard lyrics, but it's kind of like a reverse psychology situation where it's, anyway, you'll understand if you go listen to it. I recommend checking them out. And before that was Jesus from the Velvet Underground, and I ended up playing the two versions of Aguas de Marzo from the first one was the original, and then the second one was from the band Smoke City. Figured why not just play both of them back to back, because they're both amazing. And yeah, those are definitely songs of the week, of the month, and so is Jesus from the Velvet Underground. That has been on repeat for me as well. It's a really nice song, and I love the Velvet Underground. If you know me, you know I love the Velvet Underground. And that's also very, you know, tied to Patti Smith as well, I'd say. Yeah, and it looks like I only have about 5 more minutes left, so I'm going to start signing off here. And I have 2 things to leave you with. I have a little goodbye from David Lynch. And I will also end with a Muddy Waters song that I've been loving too, called Rolling Stone. Maybe some of you know that one. That's how the Rolling Stones got their name. So yeah, thanks for tuning in. This was so awesome and great. I'll be here every 4th Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7. So tune in if you're into this sort of thing. This has been the Grandmaster Star Radio Hour, and happy spring, happy Sunday, happy day, happy life. I hope that everyone is feeling alive and full of love, and enjoying all the beautiful sounds that are surrounding us now. And I'll see you next month, when hopefully it's even warmer than it is now. So, peace and love, and talk hard.
So thoughtful and so kind you are. And I'm so thankful there are people like you in this world. So we're going to continue on, and I I wish, no matter what the weather is, I wish for all of you blue skies and golden sunshine internally all along the way. Everyone, have a great day.
Well, I wish I was a catfish swimming in a deep blue sea. I would have all you good looking women fishing after me, showing up after me, showing up after me. Oh, love. Oh, love. Shauna. I went to my baby's house and I sat down on her step. She said, come on in now, buddy. You know my husband just not left. Showing up and just not little. Showing up and just not little. Oh, Lord. Oh, well. Oh, well. Well, my mother told my father just before I was born, I got a boy child coming, he's gonna be a rolling stone. Showing up, he's a rolling stone. Showing up, he's a rolling stone. Oh well, he's a. Oh well, he's a. Oh well, he's a.